Good evening, everyone. Parang konti nyo ah. Good evening, everyone. All right. Yeah. I thank God because I'm in front of the most amazing, wonderful people in the world, and of course, most responsive and interactive people, students. Okay, here in Metro East, and really, I'm so thankful to God. It's a humbling, experience again right now for me to be in front of you, all of you here tonight. And, our music team sang the song about miracle. And that's why, for some of you here, you came here for the first time. I'd like to ask, sino sa inyo dito, first time you attended the service? Our youth service, meron ba? Can I see your hand? Okay, thank you. God bless you. Why don't we give these people a big round of applause? Thank you so much. We appreciate your presence right here in this place, and thank you. I hope this is not going to be your first and last that you will show up in our youth service. And katulad ng sinasabi ko kanina, we are actually, if you came here for the first time, we've been talking about miracles. And last week, we started this, and the title of our series is Beyond Human. Why Beyond Human? It's simply because, it's... Of course, beyond us. Anything that happens to us, anything na hindi natin na inisip na mangyayari, na inexpect natin that happened to us, you know what? It's not about us. It's not about your strength. It's not about because you are so good-looking. It's not because you are so brilliant, wise. But everything happens because of the miracle of God. It's beyond us. I'm telling you, you cannot boast of anything because whether we like it or not, listen to this. We cannot boast anything, whether we like it or not. We know that we need help. And we need a Savior. And His name is Jesus. Tanggapin mo man yun o hindi, you need a Savior. And His name is Jesus Christ. That is why it's beyond human. And last week, Pastor Dan kicked off the series talking about the bleeding woman. How many of you were here last Friday? Bleeding woman. Okay. In fact, this song really came from this story. May kanta to eh, yung Bleeding Woman eh. Gusto niyo marinig? Bleeding woman, walking down the street, bleeding woman. The best. Okay, we learned last Friday that all of us here, we are just one step away, to claim our miracle from God. Just one response away from the miracle of God. And we learned that last week, about the bleeding woman. Yes, she had faith, but it never stopped just by that faith. But she did something. In fact, she, she touched the cloak of Jesus. She acted on it. Yung faith na meron siya, may ginawa siya. Because the Bible tells us that without faith, okay, it is impossible to please God. And action without faith, faith without action is dead. Okay? We need to do something about it. We all know that all of us here, we have faith in God. But we need to respond also. Okay, in faith, so that we could receive that miracle. We need to do something. We need to step out, just like that bleeding woman. And that is why today, we're going to continue our series. Okay, and we're going to talk about the miracle Jesus did for the 4,000 people. Okay, the feeding of the 4,000. Okay, are you here with me? Okay, can we just pray? Can we just open in the word of prayer? Holy Spirit, we thank you that we acknowledge that you are here with us. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would reveal Jesus in our midst, the beauty, the power, the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because every time we see Jesus, we are never the same again. Lives transformed, lives are being changed, Lord. God, I pray that may we understand tonight, Lord, that miracles only comes from you, no one else. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I for me, this is the most wonderful miracle that happened to me. Okay? Tama ba? Today is a miracle for me. Do you want to know why? Today is November 16, 2012. Today marks me and my wife, our 16th year wedding anniversary. Today. Okay? And, you know, we have a picture. Can we show the picture? Yan. Ako yon. That was 16 years ago, and my wife, during our wedding day, November 16, 1996. Okay? So, ako yan. Medyo cute pa lang ako noon. Ngayon talagang cute na ako. Okay? And this is us right now, 16 years after. This is me and my wife. Actually, kanina lang kinunan yan. We celebrated our 16th year wedding anniversary together with the pastors and the wives. And why did I say that this is really one of the greatest miracles that happened to me? Of course, actually, this is the second, but the main miracle that happened to me was really my salvation. When I received Christ, when I gave my life to Him, 1998, we got married 1996, I gave my life to Christ 1998. Then ever since that day, 1998, my life was never the same again. That is why I considered it as the most wonderful miracle that happened to me. And this is the second, okay? When I met my wife 16 years ago. And this miracle really satisfies me. Really satisfied me. Why? Because imagine when you met the most beautiful, loving, kind, wonderful person on planet Earth. Diba? Sino ba naman ang hindi masasatisfied doon? That is why until now, I'm so satisfied being with my wife. Every time I would wake up, I would want to see her face. Una sa lahat, gusto ko makikita ko muna yung mukha ng asawa ko. Kahit na mga medyo may muta-muta pa kami. But I love my wife. Okay? And that really satisfies me. And why am I saying this? You know, I believe every one of us here, whether you lie it or not, whether you admit it or not, you know in your heart that you want to be satisfied. Am I right? And I want to tell you today, young people, students, that the miracle of Jesus can do that in your life, can satisfy you. And nowadays, most of the young people are looking for things that could satisfy them. In fact, one of those things are, you know, one of the things that would satisfy us is really a complete rest or complete sleep. Tama? Imagine, di ba, pagod na pagod ka sa school, ang dami mong seat work, quiz, may mga exams ka, may assignment ka pa, tapos kulang pa yung tulog mo, papasok ka na naman kinabukasan, di ba? That's pressure. In fact, di ba, minsan kapag kakulang ang tulog mo, parang mainitin ang ulo mo, hindi tama kasi yung gising mo, okay? But, you know, a good sleep can satisfy us. Pag gising mo, sarap ng feeling mo, sarap ng, minsan nga, tinitweet mo pa, had a good rest the whole night, you know, slept 18 hours, okay? Grabe, after, you know, long test, ganon. Because it satisfy you. Sleep. And another thing that satisfy us is grades. If you have a good grade, it will satisfy you, I'm telling you. Pero kung puro bagsak ka, nako, hindi, malamang hindi lang ikaw masasatisfy. Pati parents mo hindi satisfied sa grade mo. But when we have, you know, kung college student ka, kung meron kang 1 or kaya 1.5 o kaya 2, o kaya makatres ka man lang, satisfied ka na. Kung tagalasal ka, 5 ang pinakamataas doon. Maka 5 ka lang, satisfied ka na. And what if, yung iba sa inyo, 75 lang, or kaya 3 nga lang, satisfied ka na. But you know, it gives a satisfaction, every time we reach something, every time we accomplish something. And not just grades. You know, it satisfies us when we talk about, you know, food. Sino sa inyo dito, you love eating? Parang ako. Diba? I don't know if you experience this. Minsan, diba, listen. Diba, kumain ka sa isang restaurant, nagbayad ka ng pagkamahal-mahal, pero paglabas mo, hindi ka na sulit sa kinain mo. Parang sama ng loob mo, diba? Parang hindi swak ah. Hindi swak yung ginastos ko. But every one of us, we want to be satisfied. You know, sa food, everything na kinakain natin. Gusto natin, pag-uwi natin, talagang parang, alam mo yung mabundat-bundat tayo talaga sa busog. Okay? And not just that, we want to be satisfied in terms of relationship. Okay? Sometimes, listen to this, if you are here, I believe you are here today, tonight. Di ba pagka nalaman mo, okay, quiet. Pag nalaman mo na crush ka rin ng crush mo, satisfied ka na, di ba? Grabe, crush niya rin pala ako. Mapapatalon ka pa sa tuwa. Sobrang satisfied ka na nalaman mo, crush ka rin pala niya, sinabi ng kaibigan mo, yung alam mo ba, crush ka rin niya eh, sabi niya eh. It satisfies you. Okay? And of course, another thing that satisfies us is, you know, material things like gadgets. Kapag ka may iPad ka, may tablet ka, okay, iPhone, iTouch, Galaxy S3, you know, it satisfies you. Because we want, every one of us here, listen, quiet. Everyone, right here in this place, I believe that we all want to feel that satisfaction. And you know what? I want to tell you tonight that only the miracle of Jesus could really satisfy us. The miracle of our Lord Jesus Christ could satisfy all our needs, all our desires. It's only Jesus. And that is why today, we're going to look at another miracle that Jesus did in Mark chapter 8, verse 1 to 10. If you have your iPad with you, your cell phone, your high-tech, okay, your tablet, your iPhone, you can open it in the book of Mark chapter 8, verse 1 to 10. Or if you have your Bible with you, okay, manual, please open it. And I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'm going to explain, okay? I will explain verse by verse after this. Okay, would that be okay? Are you still here? Okay, just follow with me as I read from verse 1 to 10. It says here that during those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, verse 2, I have compassion for these people. If you have your pen with you, would you underline that word? Okay, compassion. Okay. And they have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Imagine these people, 4,000 people following Jesus. For 3 days, they don't have anything to eat. As in, gutom na to. Okay? And then in verse 3, if I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. And then in verse 4, his disciples answered, but where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they said. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. And then verse 8, the people ate and were what? Satisfied. Would you underline that word again? Okay. Parang wala akong nakikita nag-underline ng word. Parang wala mga may Bible dito ah. Okay. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 men were present, and having sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha. Now, let me just go back from verse 1. Okay, it says there that during those days, while Jesus was touring in Tyre, Sidon, okay, and Decapolis, you know, these are Gentile areas. Okay, those areas kung saan nagtutour si Jesus preaching the gospel. You know, it says there that during those days, another large crowd gathered. Now, I want you to take note that two chapters before this Mark chapter 8, Mark chapter 6, of course, two chapters before ng 8. Siyempre, 6 yun. 8 minus 2, 6. Was the feeding of the 5,000. Okay? Then this time, it is the feeding of the 4,000. That is why it says here that during those days, another, meron na namang malaking grupo na sumusunod kay Jesus. Okay? Another large crowd gathered and followed Jesus on his way. Okay? Wherever Jesus is going. And then, we could see the contrast here. Okay? I just want to give you a background. In Mark chapter 6, where Jesus fed the 5,000, those people are actually Jews. Okay? Mga Hudyo. Yung 5,000 na pinakain niya, mga Hudyo yon. Ibig sabihin, those people have the covenant with God. If you are a Jew, okay, during those time, if you are a Jew, then you have the promise. Kumbaga, ikaw, special ka. Okay, para kang siopaw. Meron kang tuldok. Because you are a Jew. But listen to this. This time, Mark chapter 8, when these people are gathered and following Jesus, these people are non-Jews. It means to say they are Gentiles. And in those times, if you are a Gentile, you are outcast. You are rejected. You don't have any say because you are not under the covenant of God. If you are not a Jew, then you are out. If you are a Gentile, then it means to say, ikaw yung, kumbaga, merong sinasabi sila sa pamilya, ikaw yung black sheep, ikaw yung malas, parang ganon. And these are the people that is crowding Jesus. And in verse 2, it says there that I have compassion for these people. And you know, amazing thing about this is that the motivation of Jesus is really his compassion. The reason why he wants to feed these 4,000 people is simply because he had compassion on them, on these people. Not Jews, but Gentiles. Okay? And this time, if you're going to look at in 1828 Noah's Webster Dictionary, okay, kung mga estudyante kayo, you can look, you can find that out in 1828 Noah Webster's dictionary. Compassion means suffering with one another, painful sympathy. Okay, it's like, you know, when I was studying this message, I was so amazed, you know, how this dictionary really put everything about compassion. And this is who Jesus really is. Jesus has compassion on us, okay? And he suffered with us. It is very clear, maybe some of you here, you are feeling that you are suffering right now. Talaga may sagot. Sabi ko na, interactive tong crowd na to eh. Responsive eh. Talaga, naniwala talaga ako doon. You know what? Listen to this. Some of you here, you might be experiencing tough times right now. And maybe some of you here, you are struggling. Maybe finances. Maybe some of us here, we can't enroll this SEM because of lack of finances. Because there's something happened in my family. That is why I cannot buy, I cannot do this, I cannot enroll. But you know what? I want to tell you this tonight, young people, that you know, in your suffering, Jesus suffers with you. That is how compassion looks like, suffering with one another. He has sympathy on you. Don't you ever, ever think that you're so alone. Don't you ever, ever think that pinabayaan na ako ni Lord, pinabayaan na ni Lord ang pamilya namin. Because I want to tell you today that Jesus has compassion for every one of us here. This very moment. And you know, in this scripture that we've read, Sino yung mga tao na sinasabi dito sa scripture that Jesus had compassion on? And these are Gentiles. Again, yung sinabi ko kanina, Gentiles in our own version, these are the outcast. These are the rejected people. And sometimes, you know, we would describe this as our, in our own version, as those Gentiles are like those people who are not so special. And maybe, listen to this, maybe you are like that person. You feel like you're not so special because you feel like I'm just an ordinary attendee of, you know, of the youth service every Friday here in Metro East. You know, I don't really get along with these people, with these students. I'm just another face of the crowd, in the crowd. And you don't have anything to say. Sometimes you feel like you are the version of that Gentile. You are rejected. You know, eh, mahirap lang naman ako eh. Hindi na, pakikinggan ba talaga ni Lord yung mga prayers ko? Talaga bang may miracle sa akin na pwedeng mangyari? Eh, hindi naman talaga ako nag-a-attend every Friday. Hindi naman ako talaga umaata ng victory group. Meron nga tawag ng tawag sa akin, text ng text sa akin, mag-attend daw ako ng victory group. Tinanong ko siya, bakla ka ba? Tawag ka ng tawag sa akin? Ano bang gusto mo? Tinatawagan ako, hindi ako nag-reply, hindi ako nag-a-attend ng victory group. So how would God answer me when I pray? We feel like that we are so rejected. And sometimes you feel like, will He do it for me? Gagawin ba talaga ni Lord sa akin to? Nagpe-pray ako ng ganito, ng miracle sa family ko, nagpe-pray ako ng ganito, simple as this. Will He do it for me? Gagawin ba talaga ni Jesus yon, yung miracle na yon for me? And sometimes we are asking God, kasi, Lord, hindi naman ako kasing cool ng ibang tao dito. Hindi naman ako kasing cool ng katabi ko. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Hindi bangkay yan, ha? Kaya hindi cool talaga yan. Cool lang, okay? Pumorma. Hindi naman ako, you know, hindi naman ako matalino. Will God really hear my prayers? I'm just a Gentile. I'm rejected. I'm just an outcast. Hindi naman ako matalino. Talaga bang totoo pa, you know, pakikinggan ako ng ni Lord? Hindi ko naman kamukha si Mario Maurer. Ano lang ako, medyo lamang lang siya ng mga 10 paligo sa akin. Hindi naman ako katulad niya, hindi naman ako katulad ng ibang mga estudyante dito. You know, we feel like sometimes, we feel like that we are rejected. But you know what? The scripture is telling us, listen to this. Okay, can we just, listen to this. But guys, I want you to understand, I want you to realize that Jesus had compassion on these 4,000 people who are Gentiles. Who doesn't have any covenant with God. But in spite of the fact that, you know, they are outside the covenant of God, Jesus had compassion on them. And I'm telling you that miracles are not just for hyper-spiritual Christian. Miracles are not just for victory group leaders. Miracles are not just for us pastors. Miracles are not just for those people who really praise a lot, read the Bible, attend church every Friday, every Sunday. But miracles are for everyone. It is for all of us. You don't have to think that you are outcast, you are rejected. Hindi naman ako holy katulad ng mga taong to eh. But you know what? The miracles of God, He has compassion for all of us. That is why I believe that He chooses to be affected by what's affecting you. What's affecting you today? Your lack of finances? Please don't think that, you know, you are left alone by yourself. Napabayaan ka na, yung pamilya mo, iniwan ka, left alone ka na lang, wala na nagpapaaral sa'yo. If that's affecting you, I'm telling you, He chooses. Jesus Himself chooses to be affected by what's affecting you today. Because He has sympathy on you. He has compassion on yourself, on your life. And that is why today, I believe that, you know, God loves us so much that He wants to tell us this story about the miracles that happened over 2,000 years ago. And still, it will happen right now. Okay? And then in verse 3, if I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. You know, Jesus knows that they can't help themselves, these 4,000 people. Jesus knows that along the way, kapag ka bumalik tong mga taong to, okay, after 3 days of not eating, kapag ka bumalik to sa mga bahay nila, along the way, they will die. They will collapse. And you know what I realized? I believe that Jesus knew that apart from Jesus, apart from Him, along the way, we will collapse. Not really because we are starving, but if you don't have Jesus in your life, listen to this. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, along the way, your sin will make you collapse along the way. The sin in our hearts, you know, every time that we will do this, do that, we will feel that, you know, parang condemn tayo, feeling natin parang alayo-layo na natin kay Lord. And I'm telling you, that's the work of the enemy that would bring you out from the love of Christ. But you know what? The scripture is telling us very clear. You know, He has compassion on us and He doesn't want these people to go away hungry. Na umuwi lang nagutom. But He wants to feed them. Same thing with us today. Tonight, I believe the Lord wants to feed us. Not just, you know, not just physically, but spiritually. And in fact, right here in verse 4, it says there that His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" Amazing lack of faith. You know, if you could see in Mark chapter 6, you know, this doesn't just, you know, they are not just quickly, you know, breaking away of the faith that they had, but they are questioning God. They are like limiting God. In fact, in Mark chapter 6, during the feeding of the 5,000, they asked Jesus, and they said, "Will we really spend that much money for them?" Tinanong nila si Jesus, "Lord, talaga bang maglulustay tayo ng pera para sa mga taong to?" Lack of faith. And then in Mark chapter 8, sabi dito, "Where will we buy from? Where will we buy food? Saan tayo bibili? Napaka-remote nitong place na to. Wilderness to. Wala tayo mabibilan." You know what? One thing I realized that the enemy would put lies in our minds. And there are times, most of the time, the devil would tell us, "Yes, you're talking about miracles, but you know, the reality is, tignan mo yung sarili mo, tignan mo yung situation mo. Iba yung situation mo. Nagiwalay na yung parents mo. Mukhang hindi na magkakabalikan yung magulang mo. Wala kang pera. Hindi mo mabili yung gusto mo. Magpapasko na. Wala. Hindi pa nagpapadala yung magulang mo from abroad. In fact, hindi na sila nagpapadala. Kaya wala ka nang mapag-enroll. Wala ka nang mabili na... Dati nakakabili ka ng mga... ng pamasko mo. Para makapagmano ka sa ninong-ninang mo. May nagmamano pa ba dito? Opo, okay. Ngayon, hindi ka na makabili ng sapatos, ng damit, pamasko. Yes, you believe that there's a miracle, that the miracle of God is real, but somehow, deep in your thoughts, deep in your heart, you are like questioning God, "Lord, will it really happen to me?" You are asking God, you are limiting God. "Lord, talaga bang mangyayari sa akin to?" But you know what? The scripture is telling us that He can provide for us. In fact, He is a miracle-working God. Nothing's too hard for Him to do. Nothing's too impossible for Him to do. And don't you ever, ever limit God. Because your greatest limitation can be God's greatest opportunity to bless you. Sometimes you might be asking yourself, you might be telling yourself, "Lord, ito lang ang meron ako eh. Lord, siguro hanggang dito na lang ako. Lord, baka talaga hindi na ako makapag-enroll next sem or next year. Baka kailangan ko na talaga mag-work kahit na bata pa ako. And somehow you are limiting the abilities of God. Somehow you are putting God in a box as if like, Lord, you cannot help me anymore. Lord, hindi mo kaya tong situation ko ngayon. Lord, alam ko maganda yung naririnig ko ngayon, but I don't think you can get me out of my situation right now. Lord, itong pamilya ko, itong magulang ko, lagi nag-aaway kami, hindi kami magkasundo ng kapatid ko. I don't think there's still a solution for this. Lord, I don't think kaya mong i-resurrect lahat ng grades ko. Kahit nahirap na ako. Sometimes we are limiting God. Sometimes we are putting God, you know, in a small box. As if like walang magagawa ang Panginoon sa buhay mo. Walang kayang gawin ng Panginoon sa buhay ng pamilya mo. But you know what? Your greatest limitation can be God's greatest opportunity to bless you. Because I believe God wants to bless all of us here today. And in verse 5, how many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they replied. The disciples had food. And then in verse 6, you know, when Jesus asked them to sit down, this time on the ground, because in feeding the 5,000, Jesus asked them to sit down on the grass, but this time on the ground. Okay? But this time, we can see the pattern. When Jesus broke the bread, he gave it to his disciples. Then the disciples gave it to the 4,000 people. Now, this is the pattern. I want you to realize, students, that God wants to give you miracle, that God wants to bless you, that God wants to give you breakthrough. But I want to tell you that this is not just for you. In fact, because when God put miracles in your life, you're going to be a miracle to somebody else. When they see your testimony, when they see you, that you have the fear of the Lord, when they see you, that you are prospering, when they see you, that your grades are resurrecting, when they see you, that something is changing in your life, I'm telling you, your classmates will be blessed as well. It's the pattern that Jesus is setting up for all of us. And then in verse 7, they had a few small fish as well. Again, he gave thanks for them also and told them, the disciples, to distribute to them. And then in verse 8, this is the very verse that I really love. The people ate and were satisfied. I believe that, you know, all of us here today, in this walk of life, we want to be satisfied. We want to receive something that we've been asking for so many years. That until now, it seems like hindi mo pa makita, hindi mo ma-experience. But you know what? The scripture is telling us the people ate and were satisfied. God wants to satisfy you tonight. And you don't think, you don't have to think that this is just another inspiring message. Listen to this, students. I'm preaching here. Pastor Dan Encarnacion or Pastor Dan Monterde or Pastor Ryan is preaching right here in front of you guys, not to inspire you. We don't inspire you. We want to tell you the truth. We want to tell you that Jesus Christ is alive. We want to tell you, students, that Jesus Christ is your only hope. We are not here to inspire you with great message so that after this, when you go home, you will tweet this, you will post this in your Facebook. I'm inspired, I'm encouraged. We are not here to inspire you. Praise God that you are inspired. But more than that, we are here to tell you that the Word of God is true and that Jesus Christ is so loving that He wants to bless you, that He wants to satisfy you. Maybe you are here tonight. The scripture is telling us they ate and they were all satisfied. And I believe some of you here, as young as you are, you've been praying for a spouse. Maybe 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, you are already praying. Lord, sana yung ibigay mo sa aking asawa maganda. Sana bigay mo sa aking partner sa life ko, gwapo, mabait, i-re-respect ako, ipoprovide ako. Kung babae ka, ipoprovide ka. Pero kung lalaki ka, huwag ka mag-pray na ipoprovide ka. Ikaw magpoprovide. Okay? And think about this. Sometimes, we are praying for that, but deep in our minds, we are having those questions. Lord, paano kung hindi maganda yung mapag-asawa ko? Lord, paano kung hindi mabait? Paano kung hindi Kristiyanong katulad ko? You know what you are doing? You are questioning God. You are limiting God. If you believe that God is a God of miracles, I'm telling you, even right now, God is orchestrating things. That 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm telling you, the one that you are praying for, when that time comes, you will be satisfied. You know why? Because when God provides, He will satisfy. When God provides, He will satisfy. You don't have to limit God. You don't have to question God. Lord, paano na yung future ko? Lord, ano kaya mangyayari sa future ko? Lord, makakapag-asawa kaya ako? Lord, makakapagtrabaho kaya ako? Lord, makakatapos kaya ako? You don't have to question God. Kung makakatapos ka, Lord, magkakaayos pa kaya kaming family? Lord, uuwi pa kaya yung tatay ko? Makakasama pa kaya namin yung tatay ko, yung nanay ko? You don't have to question God. If you have faith, if you are believing God that He will satisfy you, you don't have to be inspired with this message. But I want you to believe that God can make miracles. He wants to provide for you. He wants to satisfy you. He wants to give you the best things in life. He wants to provide for all the needs, for all the desires that you have right now. In fact, right now, if you are here, you know, if you are listening to this message, maybe you are contented with somehow with the cell phone that you have right now. Lord, okay na to. Okay na tong 3210. Lord, okay na to na, ano ba yung phone na, Lord, okay na tong 5110. Mas lalong luma. Lord, okay na to cellphone na kahit na hindi ta, kahit hindi touchscreen, kahit na, Lord, okay na to. If you are feeling that way, listen to this. Students, listen to this. I want you to see God as a God who can make miracles in your life. If you are satisfied already with what you have right now, Lord, okay na tong baon ko. 100 a week. Or maybe you are here today. Lord, okay na siguro to na maybe 1,000 a week. Maybe 2,000 a week. If you are satisfied with that, I'm telling you, there's more. Because our God is a miracle-working God. He wants to provide for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to satisfy you. And if you are satisfied with 2,000 allowance, I'm telling you, God wants to bless your parents with more so that your parents could give you more that you are having right now. And again, I'm not inspiring you with this message. I'm telling you the truth. That the truth is, Jesus can make miracles in your life. Kung kontento ka na sa buhay mo ngayon, tama na, okay lang to, Lord, naglalakad kami. Nag-LRT ako, papasok. Lord, okay na to, no, yung notebook ko, gamit ko last year, pwede ko pang gamitin ngayon. Okay na to, Lord, kontento na ako dito. I'm telling you, God is bigger. God wants to bless you with more. You don't have to be satisfied with few things, but God wants to bless you so that you can be satisfied. And as I close this message, just think of how God provided for you. when you were small. Right now, maybe you're graduating. Just think of the miracles that God has done for your life. Makakagraduate ka na ngayon. Do you think that because ang galing-galing ng parents mo, kasi matalino kami, mayaman kami, kaya ka makakagraduate? No, I don't think so. It is the miracle of God. It takes the miracle of God. That's why you are right here right now. That is why you have all the gadgets. That is why you have good looks. I'm telling you, that's a miracle. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, that's a miracle. And if you could just think, guys, listen to this. Kung iisipin mo lang yung pinapamasahe mo every day, I'm telling you, that's a miracle. And I don't want you to be boxed. Mabox ka lang na estudyante ka, naglalakad ka. I'm believing God that every one of us will have our own car one day. Because I believe that we are serving a miracle working God. I don't have any doubt about it because I have faith in God. If you have faith, I'm telling you, if you believe that God wants to provide for you, that God wants to satisfy you, I'm telling you, one day, magkakawayan na lang tayo nakakotse. That one day, every one of us will just go from place to place, enjoying the goodness of God. You can go to Macau, you can go to Paris, to US, to Japan, just enjoying the satisfaction of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, listen to this. I'm not inspiring you. I'm telling you the truth, that Jesus is real, that Jesus wants to provide for you, that Jesus wants to satisfy you. In fact, pag uwi nyo lang ngayon, I'm telling you, God wants to satisfy you. You don't have to question God. Lord, mangyayari ba talaga to? Posible pa ba talaga to? With my situation that I'm having right now, Lord, is it really possible to experience your miracle? Kung yung 4,000 nga, with 7 loaves and few small fish, everything's miracle. Everything is a miracle. Napakain yung 4,000 people. How much more you? God has a compassion for you. And He wants to bless you because He loves you. I want to close in John chapter 6, verse 35. It says here that then Jesus declared, can we just all read this together? From verse 35, 1, 2, 3, go. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty. I'm telling you, that's satisfaction. You will never be thirsty. You will never go hungry. And as I end this message, yes, God wants to bless you. God wants to satisfy you. God wants to provide for you. But don't misunderstand that if you have this thing, you are satisfied already. Pag may boyfriend ka, pag may girlfriend ka, satisfied ka na. Pag may pera ka, satisfied ka na. Kapag ka may gadgets kang ganito, satisfied ka na. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, no one and nothing could ever satisfy you. It's only Jesus Christ who could ever, ever satisfy your longing, your helplessness, and your desires. It is only Jesus. Jesus Christ alone. It's never your wealth. It's never your good looks. At the end of the day, Jesus is so compassionate with you that He wants to provide for you. He wants to satisfy you. Again, Jesus Christ is our greatest satisfaction. He is the greatest miracle that happened to us. Jesus provided things for us, But I want you to take note that God Himself provided a way out for us to be saved. And it takes His Son, Jesus Christ, so that you can be satisfied. You can experience satisfaction right now. That enjoyment, that rejoicing, it's only because of Jesus Christ.